right, here's a wild question to kick things off. What if I told you that a $13,000 loan could help an entire neighborhood thrive?
$13,000? That's like a used Honda Civic. You're telling me that's enough to move the economic needle?
That's exactly what I'm telling you. Today, we're talking about peer-to-peer lending, also called P2P lending, and how it's quietly transforming local economies across the U.S.
Okay, before we go further, give me the basics. What exactly is P2P lending?
So P2P lending connects borrowers directly to lenders online. No bank branches, no loan officer giving you the stink eye. Everything is automated, which means faster approvals, lower costs, and way more flexibility.
So it's like the dating app version of getting a loan. Cut out the middleman, swipe right on some capital.
I love that. And honestly, it's not far off. Platforms like Prosper and Lending Club are the big names here. They're especially valuable for small business owners who might have lower credit scores or no collateral to offer a traditional bank.
Right, because banks love saying no to small businesses. It's practically their cardio.
Exactly. And that's where it gets really interesting. A major study by Mascara and Huang looked at U.S. P2P loans from 2008 to 2019, and the regional effects are stunning.
Hit me with the numbers.
Okay, zip codes with high P2P lending activity saw about a 58% reduction in unemployment, compared to only 51% in low activity areas. Per capita income grew 39% versus 33%, and the number of business establishments grew 18% versus just 5.4%.
Wait, so more P2P lending in a zip code literally means more jobs, more money, and more businesses?
That's what the data shows. And here's the part that absolutely blew my mind. Business purpose P2P loans make up less than 3% of all P2P lending volume.
3%?
Less than 3%. But they account for the majority of these regional economic benefits. Once you factor in business loans, the other P2P loans barely move the needle at all.
So it's like the jalapeno in the salsa. Tiny ingredient, but it's doing all the heavy lifting flavor-wise.
That is a perfect analogy, and now I want chips. But yes, the average business loan in the study was just $13,728. That's enough for a micro firm, we're talking fewer than 5 employees, to cover operating costs, buy equipment, or expand.
And without P2P platforms, what would these business owners do?
Most would either pile it on high-interest credit cards or just skip the investment entirely, neither of which is great for growing a business or a community.
So P2P lending is basically the economic equivalent of watering a garden that banks just walked past.
Beautifully put. And it gets even better for repeat borrowers. People who come back for a second or third P2P business loan show higher income, improved credit ratings, lower borrowing costs, and better repayment outcomes over time.
Oh, so it's a virtuous cycle. You borrow, you grow, your credit improves, and then you can borrow even more cheaply next time.
Exactly. And eventually, these borrowers can even qualify for traditional bank loans. So P2P lending becomes a launch pad, not a crutch.
That's genuinely cool. It's like P2P lending is the minor leagues, and eventually you get called up to the majors.
The researchers call this the expanded opportunities hypothesis. Better access to affordable financing leads to real, measurable improvements in economic well-being, not just for the borrower, but for the whole community around them.
So one person gets a $13,000 loan to buy a pizza oven, and suddenly the whole neighborhood benefits.
New jobs, more income circulating locally, more businesses popping up, it multiplies. That's the magic.
All right, so quick recap for everyone. P2P lending connects borrowers directly to lenders online, skipping traditional banks. It's a lifeline for micro and small businesses. Business loans are a tiny fraction of P2P volume, but deliver massive regional benefits. And repeat borrowers build a financial foundation that keeps compounding.
Nailed it. The big takeaway is that sometimes the smallest financial tools create the biggest economic waves. Thanks for hanging out with us, everyone.
And go support your local micro firm. They might be running on a P2P loan and a dream.